Fab Lab Podcast, Episode 11, The Problem with People Dependency and What to Do About It.
Welcome to the Fab Lab Podcast, brought to you by FabricatorsFriend.com. If you own or manage a stone shop and would like to reduce your frustration while increasing your profits, you've come to the right place. As the owner of a prominent Pacific Northwest stone shop with over two decades of experience and the author of the book Less Chaos, More Cash, our host knows more than just a little bit about the challenges of owning and operating a shop. You'll hear down-to-earth, real-life solutions you can implement today to calm your shop operation and generate more profit. Thanks for joining us, and here's our host, Aaron Crowley.
Welcome back to the Fab Lab Podcast, brought to you by FabricatorsFriend.com. I'm your host, Aaron Crowley, and I'm so glad that you joined me today for this episode of the Fab Lab Podcast, part two of our mini-series on the book, The E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber. Today's topic is the problem with people dependency and what to do about it. Now, to fully understand this subject and the significance of this topic, you really have to listen to the last episode where we talked about the franchise prototype. So if you haven't listened to episode 10 yet, go back and listen to that real quick and then start this podcast. If you have listened to the last episode, you will remember that the franchise prototype, this concept, is really the idea about building a business that can be duplicated. And if a business is going to be duplicated and to be successful, it has to be able to operate without the owner's direct involvement in the day-to-day work of the business. A franchise in another state, a business in another area that relies on the owner isn't going to succeed because the owner can't be there. And so a franchise prototype really relies on systems, processes, and procedures that people follow to produce the results, not the owner's direct involvement keeping it all together. So that's really the point of the franchise prototype, is building a business that does not depend upon the owner to be successful. So in today's podcast, we're going to look at another dimension of this, really the problem of people dependency, not depending upon the owner, but depending upon rockstar employees to produce the results instead of the systems, processes, and procedures. And in a little bit, I'm going to tell you a very recent experience in our own business where we came face to face with this reality and had to do some pretty fast, pretty rapid work to overcome this problem. But before we get to that story and how we overcame it, let's consider the two big problems with people dependency. In other words, relying on rock stars to make sure that the work gets done. So there's two dimensions to that. There's the problem when they're there, and then there's the problem when they're not there. So when rock stars are at work, things are great. Things happen. Things get done. You can rely on them, you can depend on them, you can trust them to, no matter what happens, no matter what comes up in the shop, on the job site, you know they're somehow going to pull it off. You can depend on them. And that's the great thing about rock stars, is that they're dependable. The problem with rock stars, though, is that over time, they can begin to think and act like rock stars. They begin to realize that the company or the department can't operate without them. And if they so choose, they can really take advantage of this fact that the company relies on them. The company really is at their mercy. And if they choose, they can hold the company and they can hold the owner hostage and really demand whatever it is they want. They can become intolerable, you know, like the rock stars of the 1980s really were. And this creates an extraordinary risk for the owner and the company, and it creates a tremendous amount of anxiety. Now, in a sense, that anxiety is well-founded, because if the department or the company depends on this person being there, what happens if they leave? That's the second part of this. The problem with people dependency when they leave. How do you replace a rock star on short notice? I mean, do you run an ad on Craigslist? How do you find a replacement who's going to be able to step right into that role and fill the role that that rock star has been performing so well? The reality is that it's not possible. It's extremely unlikely. And that's where the anxiety comes from, because the owner begins to realize, I can't live with this person. but I can't live without them. And here's the risk. So let's just discuss a hypothetical situation. Let's just say your rock star is running your production facility or your rock star is running your install department. They know everything. They know the equipment. They know the rhythm. They know the people. They can do it all, and they do it all. No matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situation, they can step in and fill the void. They can be relied on to get it all done. Meanwhile, you as the owner are working 50 to 60 hours a week, handling all the sales, handling all the people, handling all the templates. So if your rock star leaves, you as the owner simply cannot step into that void to fill the gap. That is a massive hole. Your whole entire company could grind to a halt in the absence of that rock star. There's simply not enough time in the day for you as the owner to do it all. So that's where the risk lies. And when I say risk, I'm not speaking from a purely hypothetical standpoint. I am speaking from real world, everyday, recent experience. And as you know, I own a stone shop. I don't do this podcast from the vantage point of having owned a stone shop sometime in the past. I own one right now. And so recently we came face to face with this problem of people dependency in our sales department. A little over a year ago, our best sales guy, our best closer, turned in his notice, said he would be retiring in May of 2018, last month. So we made our preparations. We were adjusting, getting ready for his departure and progressing nicely. But about a month before his scheduled retirement, we came face to face with a problem with our second best closer. Fantastic results. When that person was working, they were closing. They could upsell. They were fantastic. But kind of adopted the rock star mentality. Kind of began to act as though they could come and go as they pleased. If this person wanted to take a day off, they didn't ask. They just simply said, I'm not going to be in tomorrow. Or, I've got to leave early today. Or, you know what? I'm not feeling great. Or, I've got something going on at home that I need to go take care of. And would just up and leave. And to a certain extent, we were at that person's mercy. The results that they produced when they were there were so fantastic, we didn't know what to do, but we finally came to the conclusion that we couldn't tolerate that any longer, so we had to let that person go. So about 3 weeks before our best closer retired, we fired our second best closer. Then our best closer retired May 4th, 2018, and all of a sudden the reality became clear. It became obvious in the results that in the absence of those two closers, our sales suffered significantly. And it became painfully obvious that we had not been relying upon systems, procedures, and processes to produce the results. We had been relying entirely on people. We had become people dependent. We were depending upon those rock stars to produce the results. And when they went away, so did our sales. And I got to tell you, the shock of coming to this realization was tremendous and pretty scary, to be honest with you. It came at a point where we really needed the business and we really could not afford to have a decline in our sales. And yet that's what was happening. So what did we do? How did we respond? Can you respond in that situation? The answer is yes. And that's really the second part of this podcast. How to make the transition from people dependency to being dependent upon systems, procedures, and processes. And so once I got over the shock and dismay of having drifted into this people dependency, we returned to the process that I outlined in my book, Less Chaos, More Cash. Now, I know we've been talking about the E-Myth Revisited, and that really is the book about this overall philosophy, the concept, the ideology, the mentality, the mindset of building a business that works in your absence. My book, Less Chaos, More Cash, talks about the nuts and bolts, the nitty-gritty, step-by-step approach to creating processes within the company so that people can follow them and produce those results. So right away, we returned to the fundamentals and the basics in our sales department with our remaining sales staff. And we reviewed how we qualify, what were the scripts that we used, what was their criteria that we used and followed to schedule presentations. Then we returned to the fundamentals of our presentation. What was the script that we use to demonstrate the value that we as a company provide our clients? Then we talked about our follow-up system, the step-by-step approach to when we follow up and how we follow up and what we say when we follow up and how do we document the conversations that we've had when we follow up. And then we revisited this principle, this practice, this fundamental sales concept of asking for the sale. And it was amazing. Our remaining sales staff was kind of bewildered. Over the last few years, as those rock star salespeople had filled the void, they just closed business because they were so good. And the rest of our staff really hadn't had to learn the fundamentals of sales. And so this was a fantastic opportunity for our staff to come face to face with the realities of successful selling. And we re-implemented those processes. We reassigned that work to the remaining staff in our sales department. We defined the results that we wanted achieved. And then we reintroduced the step-by-step processes that we used to produce those results in our sales department. And it took about a month. It was May 4th when our sales guy retired. It is now June 6th. And I'm here to tell you that that sales department is working fantastically, even in the absence of those rock star performers. And that's not to diminish the performance of those rock stars. Those salespeople were fantastic at what they did. The problem was that when they left, the system, the people remaining were not capable of performing those same results, which the company needed to survive. To summarize the essence of my book, Less Chaos, More Cash, and this process-based principle, it is a process. PRO stands for Position, Result, Operation. We reassigned those tasks to the positions within our sales department. We then defined the results that we wanted achieved with each one of those individual sales tasks. And then we provided the operation, the step-by-step procedure, or in this case, the scripts that we wanted our sales staff to follow to produce those sales results. So if you would like to learn more about how to implement the process, how to get out of being people dependent and begin to rely more on processes, procedures, and systems, I would recommend visiting fabricatorsfriend.com. We have now got the first three chapters of my book, Less Chaos, More Cash, available for free. You can download the first three chapters for free. You can even download the MP3 version and listen to it. So in addition to making the first three chapters of Less Chaos, More Cash available for free on fabricatorsfriend.com, we're also excited to announce that we are now launching and releasing a video series called Profit Pointers. And these videos are made exclusively for fabrication shop owners dealing with all aspects of the stone fabrication business. I think you're going to like them. If you've liked this podcast, you're going to love these videos. So thanks again for joining me on the Fab Lab podcast today as we have discussed this topic, the problem with people dependency and what to do about it. If you've really liked this episode or any of the other episodes on the Fab Lab, make sure you share those with another stone shop owner who would benefit from them or enjoy them or appreciate them or put some of this information to use. And I look forward to chatting with you again next time. So in the meantime, happy fabricating.